everyone, and welcome back to the Weekly Awakening Podcast. It's your host, Colleen. I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend. I know here in the Philadelphia area where I'm located, it is finally summer, spring, whatever you want to call it. We did not have a spring, but this weekend was beautiful. I took the Saturday off and I hung out with the Capricorn moon, and all day we just sat, we made a fire and we just sat and joked. I did yoga, and then we went to a house moving party for someone. And the night before, I went out to dinner and the vibe was just alive. It was out there. It was hard to get dinner reservations. And I tried like 8-9 different places. And I said, okay, all right, the world is back, right? The world is back. I cannot believe it. So I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend. And again, this was like the first weekend, I would say, since March 13th, 2020, where it was like everyone felt alive and it felt like, okay, we're moving out of this bitch. Let's just say, pardon my French, but we're moving out of this bitch. We're getting ready to take over the summer, and it's going to be a really amazing summer. So again, I hope everyone had a fabulous weekend. I know I did. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram at thehairhealer1111, on TikTok, thehealer1111. Where I post most of my, usually daily, I do it, sometimes I slack a little bit, but astrology videos. And if you want to be on the show, if you want to, give me a suggestion, talk, whatever, email me, thehairhealerpodcast@yahoo.com. Again, I have not changed that email yet. I'm sure I'll do it 6 months from now, knowing me. I hope everyone had that great, had a fabulous new moon in Taurus last week. Let me tell you, with that new moon, I have not had like a formal moon ceremony, I want to say, since January or February. You know, sometimes they just come. We can't help when the new and full moons come, and we have other things going on sometimes. So I actually spent like a 3-hour ceremony downstairs. I put the kids to bed. Maybe it was 2 hours. It was definitely over an hour, and I did a lot of my manifestations. I did a guided meditation. I did visualizations, and then I did a curse reversal. Or removal. And you're like, wait, what? Why would you need that? Because let me tell you something. If you believe people can pray for you and send you good energy and good intentions, then you need to know that people can also send you bad things. They can send you bad intentions. They can curse you, and they can say some bad things. And throughout the years, I've known a few people who practiced, you know, black magic or more darker magic sometimes, and they were not afraid to curse people. And some of those people I don't talk to anymore, and I'm not saying them at all, but you just never know. Look, I didn't even realize I put this on. I have my evil eye necklace on. You can check out the video on YouTube. But people can. And they can. So I have a candle, and I did this whole prayer, and I did another visualization of just protecting me, my family, and removing any evil eye, any ill intentions, anything people maybe negatively have sent my way. And also part of that is sort of also I do a removing of any sort of family bloodline curses, any of that. If you want to know more about curses, be like, what the heck are you talking about? Check out the episode I dropped, The Weekly Awakening. We're now starting to drop the interviews again. Again, I shortened them. They're around a half hour. But Dee, Mystic Dee Light, she's amazing. She's up in Brooklyn. We talk about her rock bottom and then her spiritual awakening. But one of her biggest rock bottoms was from someone cursing her, right? And cursing her health. And we talk about how she was able to heal through that, through spirituality and other healing practices, and how she wants to help women from trauma, as well as like remove curses, things like that. So definitely check out that episode. It was really, really good. So I'm going to talk about the moon this week a little bit. All right. And a lot of it. And the moon is in Leo today. And I pulled this card. I have these moon cards out, and I wanted to pull one for us all listening to this. But I was just shuffling, and I just picked up a card. And guess what? It was the moon in Leo. Confidence is your key to success. All right, so the moon is in Leo today, and it's going to be in Leo for 2.5 days. So what can we learn? What can we take? It's also a waxing crescent. So right now we had those new moon intentions last week. You know, what did you think? What did you say you wanted to do? How did you want to move forward? So now take these tiny steps and moving forward. Take the confidence of a Leo because, okay, I'm going back into the salon this week. Forgot to bring that up. I was going to bring that up at the end of the week. But perfect example. I've been doing hair for almost 15 years now, and the first 2-3 years, I had to fake it till I made it. Like, and hairstylists listening to this or talk to your hairstylist, they will say the same thing, is I had to take on that confidence of a Leo, which is sometimes overly confident, but it always plays out. And I had to get behind the chair and I would be praying to the hair gods, oh my God, please don't let me F up this person's hair. Please don't let me F up person's hair. But I had to smile. I had to make sure they had no idea that I didn't know what I was doing. And guess what? Besides that time and I learned how to do that over time and how to do hair essentially, and I got more comfortable. But that catapulted me in that direction because eventually you take on that energy, right? You take on that. So use this moon if you want to, be a fashion designer, right? I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. And you want to like pave the way, or you want to be an influencer in fashion. Leo, I think I'm going there with fashion. Like put that out there. Use that confidence, right? Fake it until you make it. Say, you know what? I'm not sure about this. This makes me feel funny. I'm not confident. I'm worried, blah, blah, blah. You know what? What'd Colleen say? I'm going to make it, fake it until I make it. So use that energy as your, you know, whatever those manifestations, whatever you need to believe in yourself in from that new moon manifestations, fake it till you make it. And then, of course, we got the moon going into Virgo, and then we have it going into Libra. So I think that's a good little lineup for this week. When it hits Virgo, though, it hits the first quarter moon. Now, the first quarter moon, it's like the shadow before the full moon. And oftentimes it's when tension comes, when all of a sudden we have those manifestations. We just did the new moon. We're growing along. Things are going and bam, there's a rock in our plan. Something's not working. We got to go a different direction. Oftentimes that happens. It almost is like can shape the direction of our manifestations, you know, and sometimes the tension builds and we can often see during the first quarter moon, hey, what's not working anymore? What's not working for me? You know, I have this plan. I got this place I need to go. I got a way to go. What's not working for me anymore? And that's what we're going to see when we have that first quarter moon. Remember, the moon stays in its phases about every 3 days. And in its astrology phases, its houses, you know, the signs, every 2.5 days. So if you're Cancer rising, Cancer moon, Cancer sun, but more Cancer rising and Cancer moon, you're going to shift and change. And your moods are often going to shift and change in your body with the moon. So you could be like, oh my God, why am I, I'm trying to think of like a non outwardly sensitive sign. Okay. I'm an Aquarius or a Capricorn, but yet you're like, why am I always changing? Why do I want to cry in my room? Why do I want to do this? Chances are you're probably a Cancer rising or, you know, a Cancer moon, you know, meaning every 3 days, it feels like you're almost a different person emotionally. So we have that this week. Also something exciting. The sun enters Gemini, my season baby, next Monday, May 24th. I'm going to be 33 years old. Holy shit. Where did this decade go? I moved here 23 and a half years old, and I've been out in the Philadelphia area for almost 10 years. I cannot believe that. But so when the sun enters Gemini, it's no wonder we do love our season and we think we have the best season, but it is entering summer. It enters fun. So what can you do? How can you add some fun? If you didn't go out last week, if you didn't take advantage of sort of like the world feeling like it reopened last week, go out this week. Find some fun things to do. Abram is having a sleepover at his best friend's house because his best friend's a Gemini. And they're doing all kinds of fun things. I'm sure they're going jump places, whatever. So I said, you know what, Remy? Let's go down to the city and we got a hotel room in the Logan and we'll go out to eat and we'll do all kinds of fun stuff. We'll celebrate my birthday. And it's also when the moon is in Libra. So it cannot be any better than to celebrate and sort of celebrate going back to the salon. I know, I still can't believe it. But before I get into talking about that, I want to say one last, you know, kind of quick astrology thing this week. We have Tuesday through Friday, Venus trine Saturn. That's really good. Venus, right, is trining Venus, love, friendship, beauty, you know, our creative pleasures is trining, which is a really good thing. It's like, oh, it's like two things are matching up and a nice triangle. And it's making this really like, oh my God, everything is just aligning. That's a trine. When the planets are trining, everything is aligning for you and working in a really, really well thing. And with Saturn, there's going to be some rewards, or there might be even like end up falling in love or dating someone who you could say is older than you, a different age gap, or maybe, you know, finally, if you and your partner have had some struggles, some issues, but you've really, really, really worked hard for them, it might be paying off. You might all of a sudden be like, oh my God, all this hard work. We've been in therapy for months. And all of a sudden, like, we got over that hump, right? All this hard work we put into our relationship, it's finally, it's paying off. We've moved beyond something. We've grown together. You know, we put in the hard work. Saturn loves hard work. It loves to give rewards if you put in the hard work. And so, you know, it's a good thing for love. This is going to be a good week. I am excited about that next week. And I'll talk about it on next week's video. We have, on the 22nd, I think. Is that Monday? Hold on. No, that's Saturday. So, no, on the 23rd, the day before my birthday, Saturn goes retrograde. Dun, dun, dun. So we'll talk about that next week, as well as this big eclipse happening again in Sagittarius. And that happened back in December. So we're back into eclipse season. So I'll be talking all about that next week. So before I get into my weekly awakening and to talk about the salon a little bit this week, I want to do a quick card pull. These are the Moonology Oracle card decks by Yasmin Bolin. She has a great book. I read her Moonology book 7 years ago, I think, maybe 6 years ago. And it was if you're like, Colleen, I think I've said this before, but I want to know astrology. I want to study astrology. I want to do this. Get her book and start with the moon. That's the easiest way. That's what my teacher always says. Start with the moon and trace the cycles, trace the phases, trace what sign it's in. And then the moon is so easy because it's changing all the time. So you can see the influxes of it through your environment, through your children, and through your emotions and through your body. So again, it's a great fun little deck. Let me see. This is the message you need to hear. Trust that. All right, here we go. Your hard work is paying off. In Capricorn. Is that not what I just ended with? Well, not ended with what I was just ending when I was talking about Venus trining Saturn. So whatever it is, your hard work is paying off. Believe that. You may not see the results yet, the results you want to, but eventually they will. You know, we live in a society where everything is instant. Everything is instant. It's becoming more and more instant, and we want more and more instant and gratification, and we want things fast, fast, fast. I mean, think about it. When we had the internet growing up, we'd have to wait for it to dial up. And now, if it doesn't refresh in like 2 seconds, if it doesn't load in not even 2 seconds, 0.1 seconds, I'm refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. What? You know? And I think that we could take that lesson because we don't want to always fight the fight. And that's what Saturn brings in so many ways. You know, talking about Saturn retrograde, I'll say this, give you a little sneak peek. Saturn, you know, brings rewards, also takes away things, right? It's the ruler of death and endings and taking away, and it's the karmic ruler, but it comes big, 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 you know, rewards. So during this retrograde time, it's sort of like, we're like play, you know, it's, what's the word? What is it called when people would like be in the street and hanging people? It would be like the judge and juror. I know that's not what I'm saying, but the judge and juror is Saturn. Like, okay, you've been doing good. You've been working off in these areas, especially, you know, look at where Saturn is in your chart. That's where you're going to see the most work. It's going to bring you rewards this time. Okay. But if you've been jerking off and you've, not literally, but if you've been jerking around and you've not been following, and if you've been not being necessarily doing the best things or the right things, or coming from a more malice place, or just like not, you know, kind of being shitty, you're going to get that back also during this time. So that's one thing you need to know. And I've been on both sides of karma. That's what we need. Maybe we'll talk about this for the weekly awakening. We need to know. I have been on both sides of karma. I got this weekly awakening. I went down the path of awareness because I was such a crazy, shitty person for many years when I was younger. I wasn't purposely shitty, eventually became purposely. You know, I was at one point a very damaged little girl who just sort of, by the time I was 12, I was uncontrollable, you know, and I had to learn the hard way, and I learned a lot of bad and good things, but I definitely paid for karma in several ways for the shitty things I did to people when I was younger, you know. But the important thing is that your karma, no matter what it is, can always be rectified. Did you learn the lesson? That's how we rectify our karma. That's how we do better. That's how we get better. Saturn wants to know, did you learn? Did you change? You can change your fate. You can change your karma. But you need awareness. You know, my teacher always says at Chutavava Nightlight Astrology, also his classes are starting back up in June. Just want to let everyone know, go to his website, nightlightastrology.com. But he always says awareness. Oh, shit. I have this written down. Don't tell me I'm going to mess this up. Awareness plus, oh my gosh, I'm forgetting. It's awareness plus hard work brings change over time. I think that is it. I got to get it for next week for Saturn retrograde. But it's true. We have to have the awareness first, even though awareness sucks and it doesn't feel good. And then we sit with it and we work through it. And then we take time really trying to acknowledge that. And then the change comes later and greater. So I guess one of the ways you can awaken yourself, one of the ways you can bring awareness to yourself is take some corrective criticism, maybe, you know, or someone tried to say something to you about the way you do something personally, you know. And again, I'm not saying like people just shit talking you. I'm saying like someone you love, someone you care about coming up and saying, hey, I don't like how you do that. Or maybe you should do something that. And you instantly want to be like, right, our ego, talk about Moon and Leo, wants to be, no, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah. Maybe this would be a good time to practice some awareness. Say, hey, I want to be more open-minded to what that person suggested that maybe I should look at, right? Maybe I should look at to grow. Or if you're like not sure, call someone you love and trust who's not going to manipulate it, but is going to be like, yeah, you know, you could work on that, or you could do that, or you could do that. You might be like, Colleen, that's crazy, but I think it's crazy that people want to walk around being the same old asshole they've always been. I don't. I want to be a new asshole. But I also know that it becomes addicting. This path of awareness becomes addicting, and those patterns, and they play less and less. And now to the point where it doesn't feel good. It does not feel good when I act out on former, you know, character defects, when I act out on a certain way, when I play into old patterns. That doesn't feel good anymore. And the more I get to know myself and the more I can handle constructive criticism, people telling me things or me just being like, oh yeah, I shouldn't do that, the freer it becomes, the easier it becomes, trust me, and then you can hear it. So take that. Look at yourself this week and say, hey, where can I bring some awareness, some shift, some change in my patterns, in my ego, in my heart? Because that is what we're here for. We're here to evolve and change, and no one is perfect. Trust me, I talk to people, a lot of people on a daily basis that tell me their deepest, darkest and everything, and no one is perfect. None of us are, okay? So, but our soul is here to evolve and learn and grow. That's why relationships are so hard. No one, we don't usually allow someone, or we don't see our darkest stuff until it's mirrored in front of us through a relationship or someone we love. That's when we see that. So that's a little weekly awakening. Let me just jump into this and I'll end it. I'm starting at the salon this week. I'm not prepared. It's been a whole year. I didn't even think about it. And I think that's a good thing for me. This past year, I've really tried not to put expectations when jumping into something new, I don't think. So I'm not even stressed. I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even organized my stuff from some of the hair I've been doing at home and having my, you know, and having things. I haven't organized it. I haven't even thought about what's going to happen this week, what I'm going to wear. And it's weird. It's overwhelming. It almost seems surreal. Again, to tie back into last week, like closing the energy portal, it feels kind of like, okay, I'm closing this like weird energy portal of this last year, and I'm entering back in with as a new person. And it still feels funny. It still feels right. I was talking to my friend tonight, and they were like, well, a couple weeks, you'll be like back before you know it, like it was, only this time you're different. And now you have much more time to create, to write, to do your media stuff, to do your astrology, and do all of that. So again, it feels weird. I'm just going to go with it. I'm going to allow this week to flow. It's kind of, I don't know what else to say besides it feels weird, and I don't know if I feel ready, but I haven't even thought necessarily farther into going back, except it feels weird. I guess that's just me saying, okay, I'm not putting any expectations on this. So, you know, next week we'll find out how it went this week, how my first day back, I'll be there Wednesday through Saturday, and how it was to be back into the same old salon a year later after this crazy year. And we'll see where this evolves. I don't know why this happened, why I decided to go back, why I recircled. I'm excited, but I know that this is going to help lead me somewhere else, or this is going to help give me the chance to get somewhere else. That I know for sure. I don't know where it is yet. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I trust the path no matter what is happening. And you should too. So remember that. If you're stressed, you don't know what's happening, trust the path no matter what is happening. Thank you everyone for listening this week. You guys have been amazing. You've been listening to lots of good episodes, and you've been just giving me so much support along the way, through all my crazy antics and finding myself and building this, you have been amazing. Oh, I also, let me finish with this. I will be in Philadelphia. DM me for more details for an art show. I'm going to be doing free mini astrology readings. My friend Chris is coming and selling his leather. He has wands. I'm going to be selling the rest of my products off. That's something I tried in 2020. I tried this product line and it was great. I worked with someone, Raven's Hearth, out in California. She's amazing. And we worked on these super, you know, these amazing energy products. But again, like I said before, like a good Gemini, I just took it all on at once and I didn't have time for anything. So I'm going to sell those and we'll figure out that one day. You just got to try things. Throw enough things at the wall, something will stick. That I can promise you. Again, thank you everyone for listening. Have a fabulous week. I love you all and goodbye.